You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
We have another check-in now here on RNIB Connect Radio with Glasgow-based pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Toby.
With spring in the air now, with warmer and longer days, I thought this time it would be a good time to chat about hay fever. So firstly, Elizabeth, what actually happens in the body when you get hay fever?
That's a great question, Toby. When you inhale pollen, your immune system decides how to react. In most people, the immune system correctly identifies pollen as harmless and basically ignores it. But in sensitive individuals, the immune system makes an error. It regards pollen proteins as almost, if you like, dangerous invaders. This triggers the production of immunoglobulin, that's IgE antibodies. And these attach to specialised immune cells called mast cells. Your mast cells are stationed throughout your nasal passages, eyes, airways, and they produce, if you like, an explosion of chemicals into the body when you've got hay fever.
So that is why people get all those symptoms then?
Yes, you're quite correct. An allergy caused by pollen or dust, what happens is the mucous membranes of the eyes and nose, they're inflamed. And that causes runny nose, watery eyes. Now, a runny nose is called rhinitis, and that can develop into asthma. And obviously, if you already have asthma, then hay fever can make it worse. Now, asthma, if it does get worse, can be quite dangerous. So always get medical help with breathing difficulties.
What can people take to help them with hay fever then?
I always ask people, well, what are your symptoms? Nowadays, there are more effective antihistamines from pharmacies, for example, fexofenadine. Now, this is a tablet that can be taken daily during the season. Funnily enough, it's one of those tablets you shouldn't take with apple or orange juice. I'm sure your pharmacist will help you with that. Again, with eye irritation, we used to give sodium chromoglycate, but it had to be used four times a day, and not everybody did use it four times a day. A newer eye drop called olopatadine, that just requires you to use one drop twice a day, much, much easier. And then if you have nasal congestion, I would add in, say, a steroid nasal spray, something like mometasone. The main thing is, please speak to your pharmacist and let them know your symptoms. Also, if you're on any regular medication.
Well, I think we have gone over the preventing pollen-causing problems for hay fever sufferers there. But Elizabeth, can you remind us of the main points again?
Of course, Toby. Wear wrap-around sunglasses. Now, this can stop pollen getting into your eyes when you're outdoors. Now, I know this might be a wee bit difficult, but when you come in, you've got pollen on your clothes. Can you take a shower right away before you go into, say, your living room or bedroom? Now, stay indoors when the pollen count is high. And obviously, remember, pollen will be on your pet or guide dog as well. Apply a small amount of Vaseline to the nostrils. That traps the pollen going further up. Keep windows and doors shut as much as possible. Wipe surfaces in your house regularly with a damp cloth. And try to spend time outdoors when pollen levels are lower rather than the higher days. And please don't keep fresh flowers in your house. Don't smoke or be around smoke. It can make your symptoms worse. And if you think about drying your clothes outside when pollen counts are high, again, when you take the clothes in from the washing line, again, that will be full of pollen. So these are sort of things you can think about to prevent any upsets with the immune system.
Well, some really useful information and advice there around hay fever. Elizabeth, if people would like to maybe contact you and ask for some advice, do remind us of your website address where they can find your contact details.
All the W's, ElizabethRoddick.com.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Elizabeth, for chatting with me again here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks again, Toby.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.